Blog Talk Radio.
This is the conscious shift. Give a listen for a moment.
Oh,
little bit of alternative sound, and that was called Unconditional, and it was vocalized by our own Nicole Tomasini. Hi, Nick.
Hi, thank you so much for playing the song. It's so sweet.
I think it's time for us all to slow down a little bit. The acceleration of events and time seem to be dragging us into a whirlwind that might just not be the right direction to be going. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I think it's time to slow down and take our ease and become a bit of, you know, as well as unconditional, there's multidimensional. And I think that's where we need to be now. The world is wagging a little too hard, especially with the, you know, with the holiday season coming on. Much of the Western world is captured by this holiday season, whether you're, you know, a Gentile or a Hebrew or you're a Muslim or you're Baptist or you're a, if you're celebrating Yule and the changing of seasons and the coming of the Holly King, you know, it doesn't matter. It's a time when closings and openings are happening, and I just feel this great vortex spinning above us, getting ready to touch down like a tornado, and so we need to slow down and anchor, even if that anchor is in many dimensions at once.
I was in the shower today, and I had that exact conversation with myself. I realized, you know, I was just thinking thoughts, whatever, coming through, and I was going in so many different directions and looking to, like, fix things and push forward on things and make other things happen. And I was like, whoa, so many thoughts, slow down. And I actually had this, like, feeling of relief and release. Like, when I caught myself, you know, I was just like, oh, wow, like, it's like you can see where the relaxation is now. It's just a matter of getting there and once again remembering, you know, it really is all about remembering these days.
I think so. I think you have a large, loud point to make there. I also really do think that the ability to be in many places at once in the mind, if you will, right now is an important thing because we have to look at things from so many different directions. If we don't, the chance that we might feel as if we're losing a grasp on things is, I see folks, you know, saying things these days that don't make much sense. I mean, folks that everyone pays attention to. And I don't mean leaders. I mean folks who are, you know, people who assume community responsibility roles, you know. And people in the arts. And everything seems to be just getting a little askewed. So it's that anchoring that really counts right now. We spoke about protection on Woman's Spirit Rising with Flash on Tuesday evening and the need for protection. I think that's it was a good choice because that can never be something that we do too little of these days, I think.
And even protecting ourselves from, you know, running amok in the thoughts or, you know, where your vibration, you know, slides.
Right. Yes, you know. I agree with you. Yeah, protection against going too far too fast with our fears or our needs to be someplace else and or any place but here kind of mentality. I've seen some of that around, too. Well, I'd rather any place but here right now, you know, that's okay.
well, good luck running from yourself, because you run awfully quick.
Well, and that's one of the reasons I think that that multidimensional climb is a good idea. And speaking of a multidimensional climb, you know, on December 3rd, there's going to be solar planetary alignments over the Giza Plateau pyramids, the pyramids of Giza. And it's the lineup of Mercury, Venus, and Saturn above the three of those pyramids, right in alignment.
Interesting. Wow. Isn't that interesting?
It's a very beginning of my solar return.
Wow. Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Yeah. Rocket. More friggin' rock and roll for you, honey bunny.
way to make it big, you know. There's no small stage here.
Well, it's really that we got a huge exposure of core going on here, you know. Mm-hmm. We down mm-hmm. to it. Hey, mm-hmm. you know, we're just moving from one energy, one phenomenal energy into another. And right now it's sort of, if you put a little pin in the time map, you've seen those wavy forms of Einstein's relativity in books, and whereas time is not really true, it's just an illusion. But you can put a pin someplace to, you know, it's like the poti maiten, the middle of the altar place, or the middle pole of the temple, as it were, and that pin is supposed to be winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what made me think, because of the acceleration of events. I just the last 2 days been watching the news, and it's getting biblical. It's not funny, but it certainly got its humor. I mean,
wow.
It's not funny, ha-ha. It's funny, weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, Gaza, Israel is blowing up at Gaza, going in and going to commit war on Palestine there, what's left of it. It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable. And then on top of that, you've got them also covering their backside there. They've really pissed off Turkey. And, of course, they would like to play a dance with Iran. And Egypt's having its problems. And over there is supposed to be the hot spot, you know?
Mm-hmm. And especially with this alignment, too, you know, do they really think that attacking's never a good idea, but... You know, what you just said with the alignment over Giza, and it'll be very interesting how that plays out, you know, forces unseen.
Well, and I think one of the most wonderful anchors that we can employ right now would be to remember each day when we're doing our meditation work, or we're, you know, whether you're doing prayers, meditation, or you go into work and you gather energy around you and align yourself to Earth, I would give a thought for the human evolution that's going on at this moment, just a small thought extending out to the whole species and the whole planet. It's like Flash says when she says, you know, light up that light net that is surrounding the planet. Well, yeah, along those lines. Light up the grid, give thought to it and energy to it, because it all matters. It all helps.
Mhm. Mhm. And speaking of helps, before it slips my mind, a little plug for Daughters of Isis that fits right here is your Hermes essential oil really has helped me. I just wore it today to a business meeting. And, you know, that quicksilver, and I did a little prayer to Hermes, you know, aligning myself with what I was looking for. And I really found that it helped with, like you said, processing a lot of different things happening at the same time. And, you know, it's like you're mentally talking, you're physically doing certain things, you're planning what you're going to do after that, you know, and it just really went very smoothly today. So, and it has such a great sort of, what is it? I guess, well, minty, but like, I don't know, there's like this like hot mint to it. What's the word? What is that in it?
Well, minty, I suppose. You could say minty. But here's the thing. What a wonderful choice to make during a Mercury retrograde.
Very helpful, yeah. Wow.
Praise God, oil out. That's really a good idea. We do have a caller in. I think it might be Flash coming in. She was going to join us this evening for a few. Hi, Flash.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing okay. Talking
Hi,
about
Flash.
It's life at the moment.
Life at the where?
The vortex that is life.
No,
at
that
the
old
moment.
Thing. That old thing.
Yeah, the your personal vortex being in the source as Abraham says.
Okay.
I like Abraham. You like Esther Hicks, Abraham, and Esther there?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's a nice grounding point.
Mhm. Even just thinking, you know, my vortex being my vortex again, just being conscious of it, I think, you know, catapults you forward, just putting your mind intention on it.
Yeah, I can. Like I was saying with the opening song, the anchoring, you know. I think all vortexes do anchor. I mean, that's how the tornado becomes, because it touches down.
Yeah,
and all that.
The more I spend outdoors, the better off I am.
Yeah, that's a grounding and anchoring point, being in nature.
Yeah, talking to a tree. Helpful.
Do you ever sleep outside? I mean, I know you have a lovely place up there with all that room and on the water. Do you sleep outside?
Me? No.
No?
No, not at all. No. I don't get too far away from my waterbed.
Okay. Mm.
Nice.
Because outside is very unpredictable, and there's all kinds of bugs and things. I'm not close to the water. I mean, I'm close to a lake, and I can see it from the horse barn. But I'm not that close to the water, which is okay.
My aunt and uncle had a place in Homosassa on the river, and he had this wonderful, it was kind of like a gazebo or an outdoor eating place or what have you, but I don't know, it's like a little, it could be anything, but in the winter he would take and put his bed out there and sleep there in the evening. It had mosquito nets around it and everything, you know.
Yeah,
but it was like being with nature all night long. And out there in that part of Florida, you hear some extraordinary night songs. Extraordinary.
Wow. That's very true. I do have a gazebo myself, actually.
Yeah.
And what I do out there, though, is I treat animals.
Wow.
So I don't have them in the house.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And sometimes I'll teach class out there. And I have had friends who've slept there and loved it. Just not my thing.
You know what I miss? I miss going to sleep in the cruise quarter on a cruise quarters on a boat. That's up in the bow when you hear the water hitting the hull, you know, lapping against the hull. I miss that. I always miss that.
But, you and Cindy.
It's wonderful to listen to the, I mean, I grew up listening to the ocean at night going to sleep. And when we were kids, we had, you know, like wall bangers in the main rooms of the house, but we didn't have, central air conditioning. And we had these lovely east-west winds that kept the house, you know, it would get hot and muggy and such, but it would never stay that way. It would always be cooled off. And it doesn't seem to do that as much anymore, but that, I think, is because we've built the land up so much and the shoreline up that it's obstructed.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. You don't really notice much Nick? You don't have, like, natural airflow as a general rule because you're in a building that's tall right there in New York, right?
Yeah, you mean, like, a crosswind, and I can get, like, some crosswind going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I mean, luckily, I have a lot of airspace in front of me because of the highway that's right in front of me, so we do get some nice winds. I think probably more than most New Yorkers.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never as hot down here as I was in New York City when I lived there.
City heat, yeah.
in the summer, yeah. Well, you know, the sun catches the concrete canyons and heats it all mm-hmm. up, and it just stays sort of that sweltering all through the night.
Mm-hmm.
Then about time it cools down finally just a little bit, only for the sun to come right back up.
Start all over again.
We are in that season. We were just talking about the alignment that will happen with the solar planets this week, and I was wondering if you'd give us the benefit of your astrologer's wisdom on that, Flash, the Giza plateau alignment.
Yeah. Was it Mars and Venus?
It's Mercury, Venus, and Saturn.
Okay.
In the latter part of December 3rd.
Okay. Gonna have to scramble that into my brain real quick because I haven't mm-hmm. done the deep study of December yet. But
mm-hmm.
Mercury will be out of retrograde by then. And having Mercury, Venus, and Saturn, I'm thinking it'll start to smooth things out a little bit.
Hi.
Because the rest of this month is bumpy. You know, really pretty bumpy. I just reread the last part, the time for right now, in my last Astro Flash, where we have Saturn being in Scorpio and a lot of other things sort of conjoining around that energy. And I said, there's going to be loads of secrets exposed from the higher ups, and it's going to be real interesting to see these big heavy hitters with their pants down. And you can look right on my website, the last part of Astro Flash, and it's all there describing that. And I didn't know who it would be or how it would be, but I did get a feeling it would blow up and blow up and blow up. And it has. And we've not seen the end of it.
It's a non-subject, a non-starter.
Yeah.
It's crap is what it is.
Yes, it is. It's a distraction.
Yeah, it's just more argument. It's really, it's a shame, especially when at the same time things are really blowing up in the Middle East and in Afghanistan again. I mean, seriously. And it's as if the media has a place to point their lens instead of there. And that's kind of scary.
It is. Now, the other thing that I had discussed, I don't know if you remember, but both Gulf Wars began and ended with eclipses. And last night, two nights ago, we had the eclipse, the solar eclipse. On the 28th of November, we're coming up to the lunar eclipse, which is usually stronger. And from what I remember when I was studying the configurations of that particular time, that things would get much more warlike. And I think that we're going to see the real potential. We're already at war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, we're going to suddenly go.
Mm-hmm.
We're already at war, and the stuff in Israel is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's funny, because in the last 40 hours, I've watched the, I go to Google for, I'll go there once a day, usually when I'm having coffee in the morning. And I hit the news, and that's where I've seen the serious headlines, and that's from global papers covering what's going on with Israel moving into Gaza. And also at the same time, Turkey's very angry with Israel, and they're getting ready to move against Israel. It's really, things are incredibly
really
insane.
Fiery, real fiery.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of energy that's moving around as far as the military-industrial complex. You know, the other thing, BP just got hit with a huge slap on the wrist, actually, compared to what they should be, but at least they were hauled on the carpet, finally. But
mm-hmm.
things that have been percolating for a while are coming up to the surface, and we're going to keep seeing that in every place we look.
Through this Mercury retrograde, because you know what, an astrologer, I would wonder, you know, if I were an astrologer, so many astrologers tell me not to trust things in Mercury retrograde.
Well, that's true on one level.
And I keep wondering if it's just they're rattling their sabers a little too loudly in the Middle East. And they say that they're going to punish BP, but, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath and stay. Well, you know the rest of that. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if that, but we had the solar eclipse. And, you know, with eclipses, I always think of energy being turned all the way back down. And then all of a sudden being turned all the way back up. It's like a reboot in my head. I've just always felt that way and energetically felt that way. So I'm wondering, after this retrograde begins to fade after a few days of the, you know, direct action of Mercury, and then this planetary alignment over Giza. I don't think those kind of things are mistakes with ancient monuments. Do you, Flash?
No,
and
not at all.
And astronomy. And I'm wondering, but I'm wondering what it actually is pointing towards or signifying. You know? The ancients obviously had a reason for it, but what's the significator is what I'm wondering.
Well, I think that we're going to start. It's so much is hidden, and so much is lies. But I think around then we may start to see a little more truth, or let's say the relative truth of the matter.
There you go.
You know, I think there'll be a little more clarification.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, Mercury goes direct and things are all the more accelerated. And then, of course, all you have to do is sit down, grab a breath, and you're at solstice.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's also the group mind of like, ooh, what's going to go on the 21st? What's going to happen to us? You know, we're already there. We're already in it.
Yeah,
it's an ongoing progression of mess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think on the interpersonal level, we're all being challenged extremely so, each of us in our own way. We all have an Achilles heel. And whatever that is for you is where you're kind of being tweaked, pushed to the limit. Whatever is that place, it's incomplete.
Don't hold back, Flash. They're fucking with us, aren't they?
Yeah. Seriously.
Well, this moment makes me think of a Joseph Campbell quote that I wrote down. The cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. And it's giving me a lot of strength now.
That is so Hellenistic. That is so good.
Yeah, I like that.
Sort of like, okay, we're going to do a little Dionysian mystery school system for you here. Okay.
That's right.
There's that one. And then there's also, you remember from The Empire Strikes Back, Skywalker is brandishing his sword, and he's going to go into the cave to meet...
Oh, yeah.
What's his face? His dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoda looks and says, look, boy, you know, you don't need to take anything in there with you. And whatever you take with you to go to meet your father, you're going to need. So don't take anything with you.
Mm.
Don't bring anything into that cave that you don't want to have to use.
Uh-huh.
This is truly a time for Wolfsbane. It really is. You know, plunging into the darkness of our own subconscious and finding the deep seed of fear and facing it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, Mercury's going to wag back.
Yeah. Well, now the thing about Mercury, though, what I've noticed is every once in a while it gives you some real goodies. Like people pay you back.
Uh-huh.
Things that have been hidden pop up. Sometimes that's good. You know, you may have lost something. I've been missing this video thing, and I couldn't find it for the life of me for a couple of months. And I was looking for something else, and I found it. You know, and that's just real typical. Things will just reemerge from the black hole that they've dug themselves into.
That's right.
And typically you don't want to sign anything or buy anything or make any major decisions that are going to tie you down to something you may not want because you won't know all the information. So that's why they say don't do anything with Mercury retrograde of substance that you want to last because you simply won't know all the information.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that can work for you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And... this friend of mine who was a reader over in Casadega, she was with a real nasty man, and she wanted me to just do a read. She was going to sign divorce papers, and I heard something for her quite unlike anything I've ever said to anyone. And I said, this is weird, but ask for the moon. Just ask for the moon. And she did. And this son of a bitch signed everything she asked for. Check, 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 check. No problem. He was under the spell of that Mercury. All this stuff was in front of his nose and it was hidden. He just checked out when he was reading the paper. And so they go to court. There's the papers. Everything's cool. She gets the moon. And the next Mercury retrograde, he wakes up. And he's like, you must have put a spell on me. I would have never signed anything like that. So, a little anecdote that may be useful for somebody.
Yeah.
If you need to slide something behind, you know, just behind someone's eyes, and it's for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. I'm supposed to sign a lease for a year on a new house, but I put it off until next month.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, if you don't care if it's temporary, sign it. If you want it to give you a good root, don't sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Take your time. Relax. That was what we opened up with. slow down. It's,
yeah.
it's like, it really is a vortex forming. And if you slow down, you know, you can, for many levels, those multi-dimensions is where I think the smart place is right now to be looking back from, all levels.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear a whole lot more serious type scandals from out of this, because that's just like the fluff. But I think, you know, there's going to be more stuff about Romney and his crew and people in office. There's just going to be more. It's the beginning of an unraveling.
Well,
and that's not, you know, that could be good.
Yeah, things need to unravel. So, Flash, tell us about what you have to offer folks for the holiday season. I wanted you to come on and let people know where they can go and what they can get, and please let them.
You want me to tell people where to go? All right. It would be a pleasure, but but not advantageous. Anyway, my name is Flash Silvermoon, and I wear a hat or two, let's just say. And I'm the author of The Wise Woman's Tarot, which is a global view of the sacred feminine. So if you are a tarot lover, and if you are a goddess lover, and you just really want a set of cards and a book that gives you something very substantial and also a good how-to, I'm doing a special sale on it for from now until January 1, and you can find everything that I sell on the The Wise Woman's Tarot has its own page, but you'll go to flashsilvermoon.com, and you can see the special is going to be you get your book and your deck for regular price plus a free CD. And I sell CDs of music that I make that has all kinds of great sounds. And this is not New Age music. This is high energy music that has a really positive message. So it's pretty inspirational and fun and funky and bluesy. And you can find those there, astrological chart readings. Get a reading for yourself to see what the new year is coming up for you. Those are all good things to do. And that's astrology and psychic readings. And sometimes people, I'll tell them I do, well, tarot psychic readings, which is what I do. I say, well, is a tarot reading psychic? Yeah, if you're good. How could it not be? But that's available. And I make some kick-ass gem elixirs, I've got to say. And if you've never heard of what those are, think of stone soup. Think of really high-energy, strong stones all put together in a sacred bowl with lots of meditation and thought going into them, and certainly the influence from all kind of angelic beings. And whether it's for prosperity, which is always good, just did that one, and whether it's aura cleanse to clean you up. I tell you what, if you're any kind of practitioner, you want some aura cleanse for obvious reasons, golden armor, because we all need it, and the shift, which helps adjust you to the new and changing energies. Those would be, if I had to choose of the long list of these elixirs, I would probably take those three as kind of top hitters, unless you really need to relax, which would be lithium quartz or deep peace. But you can look at the pages at flashsilvermoon.com, and you can see what some of these things are. And it's not just for you, for your animals as well. This is great stuff for the animals, as well as work that I do for the animals in particular. So if you or your animals need some help, need a reading, I'm your girl.
Okay. Do you have, I wanted to ask this, what would you recommend to folks who are looking for something like that is similar to and acts as a rescue remedy?
Sure. I work extensively with flower essences, and I love using the stuff from Green Hope Farms. And the essence they have that's similar to Rescue Remedy is called Animal Emergency. And that, if you are looking at your animals and you see their eyes are really bugged out, the pupils are out, that means, and same with people, if you see that, what you're looking at is fear. And so you want to use an essence of that nature to help quell that, as well as you can take people right out of being, when they go into shock, you can use essences like that. Of the gem elixirs, the one that I would use, I guess, for that, probably golden armor, unless there's huge stress, in which case I'd probably go with the lithium quartz.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a... Now, I've posted in the chat room a link to Flash's site, and we're going to take a 30-second commercial break and come back. Maybe Flash will stick around with us and give us a Wise Woman Tarot three-card draw.
Can sure.
we talk in?
Yeah,
maybe
I can do that.
A Mercury, Venus, and Saturn for the alignment?
Yeah, I can
cool.
do that. I just need to get where they are, and when your little break is over, I'll be ready.
Okay, let me play a little commercial. And you're listening in at the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry. Our special guest tonight is Flash Silvermoon, speaking about her Wise Woman Tarot deck. And here's a little commercial for the sponsors of the show.
In the beginning of September, you'll find DaughtersDevices.com fully functional and waiting for you to go on over and make your purchases of any of our oils or our flower essence formulas or misters or powders, potions, and brews, because we've even got teas. That's the ancestor of aromacology over at DaughtersDevices.com. Thank you now for coming by to see us. We appreciate it.
Nice.
That sounds good.
20 secure phones to assist in staying anonymous. $5,000. Fighting legal cases across 5 countries. $1 million. Upkeep of servers in over 40 countries. $200,000. Donations lost due to banking blockade. $15 million. Added cost due to house arrest. $500,000. Watching the world change as a result of your work? Priceless. There are some people who don't like change. For everyone else, there's WikiLeaks. To find out more about WikiLeaks financial blockade and how to donate, please visit wikileaks.org/support.html.
Folks, please remember, Wiki needs your money, so please, this holiday season, remember to give something over to the people who are trying to make the world a better place, like most of us. They're doing a few things that are pretty tangible, so help them out. Okay, we're back, and Flash, you with us, Alan?
Yes, I am. What is the exact date of that transit?
It's December 3rd.
Okay. I'm sitting right in front of my computer with that date up in front of me as well. And I see it very, very clearly. And that alignment, it gives me a better feeling when I can look at the whole picture instead of just part. And the moon is going to be squaring that also. So I would think that we would also have a lot of emotionalism about some of the things that are going on. Yeah. Yeah, some of it feels like there'll be some major healing taking place in spite of the mess that we're going to be in. And I think we'll feel like, that's all talk. Some of the stuff, the saber rattling, will be just talk. But there will be some real energetics around that, too. I think a lot of it's going to be going on hidden underneath the radar. But we'll be feeling it, and I think that's the thing. And for all of those of us who are super sensitive, like myself, so, I mean, I'm my own boss. I should be feeling pretty good, and yet I'm feeling that racing underneath.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That vroom, vroom, vroom. And I find myself just running around and doing what I do. And these are all good things that I'm working with, but still, I feel exhausted and too accelerated. And I think that's just what's happening. So if you're feeling like that, you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not anything other than just observant. And sensitive. And sensitive.
Wow.
So, in terms of giving a read, would this be for either of you, or are you just saying using the cards to get?
I was asking what you think of just a general reading on this alignment. Of course, if somebody's going, their solar's return at that point, you could drop that in there too.
who's got a solar return then?
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. When is your birthday exactly?
My birthday is about 2 a.m. on December 4th.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. We'll have to do something that good on off air. But I would say that you're probably going to have a lot of things flying around.
Flying around.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I'll
a lot
moving.
Of movement. Oh, well.
Yeah. Ah, look at that. All right.
Did you hear me? I said a lot of movement. And said, yeah, I'm moving. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you
will.
I'll
be transitioning. And I'll be transitioning from, but the real deal will take place on the first of the year, but the first of the Georgian year.
It's
but,
funny, and I just grabbed a card just for you, just for that, and I've got the Seeker of Wands, and there's this woman with her red hair flying on a horse, and it's one of the cards I consider a change of residence card.
Oh, cool.
So there we are. But it's also a kind of let's get on with it kind of energy. It's like a do it card. And I think you're really going to a much better vibration for your home.
Well, it's a 9, and I'm a 9. I'm a 27-9. So I'm hoping
I'm an 18-9.
Wow. this is an 18-9. This is an 18-9. This the house number. I didn't take into consideration because it's an M street, so you know, I thought let me back off and just do the superficial numerology. when I saw superficially, I superficially saw the 9 and went, well, we can do the Snoopy dance on that one.
Yeah. Well, I really think you're going to be feeling much more like yourself once you move there. I think you've been kind of wondering who put the lid on me and
you
know, who decided I was going to carry a ball of lead on my ankle.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh, my goodness. Krell entered the room, and when he makes an entrance, he makes an entrance. Hello, David.
So shall I put down a couple of cards for this?
Not
for you personally,
please.
But okay.
Please.
What I'm going to do, when I do 3 cards, I can do it past, present, future. I can also do what I like that I've kind of invented, a body, mind, spirit. And when I say body, we're talking about physical reality. Mind would be the mental stuff, and spirit would be the spirit stuff. So we're going to look at this particular configuration in the skies through the tarot. Why not blend it all?
Mm-hmm.
And so for the body, the physical reality of that time on December 3 and forward. Neat. We've got this card. And my tarot deck, folks, is quite different from most of the ones you're used to. There's similarities, but, you know, I've got wands and pentacles, etc. So the Six of Wands in my deck shows a Native American heroine and also goddess. Her name is Pohaha, and she's riding a pinto horse. And she was from the Cottonwood Clan. And what's so special about her is that even though in her grouping they did not allow women to be brave, they didn't allow women to go to combat, she was so good they couldn't keep her down, could not. And so to some extent this is going to be showing a time for women rising up, as we've been, where situations that ordinarily might be reserved for everybody but us, it's a time of moving through those boundaries. And so we'll be seeing things like that. And it's a very positive card for going off into the battle as if you've already won it. And that would be generic for everyone, and not just women. It's a time of being proud and stepping forth and knowing that you're right on time and you're making a difference. So,
Question?
Yeah.
Would this indicate women of, especially well-known women in the leadership community already, women of so-called power, stepping forward too?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it absolutely would. And the thing about her, what was so feisty about her, whenever she would count coup, she would, and that means to win, basically, she would expose her breasts to her loser as if to say, hey, buddy, a woman took you. So there's that element to the energy. So it's not just like, okay, we're really doing it. It's like, we're doing it in spite of being held back.
The women in the halls of Congress with their binders.
The women in the binders are unbound. And so that was the physical reality. So there'll be positive winnings, particularly for women.
So that would
and
be
the men-
just- First card, that would be the first card you pulled. Would that signify Mercury over the minor pyramid?
Be a good thing to think of. I'm looking at it body, mind, spirit, but yeah, let's do it that way. Let's think of Mercury and then Venus and then, oh no, the first one is Mercury, then it's Venus, then it's Saturn. Okay, so
and also if you apply it that way, it sounds like also that feminine energy that we all have, male and female, is revealing itself, showing its breast in a way, and that's the female that the guys can relate to, you know. So it kind of sounds like maybe there'll be a better communication within themselves, males, with their female side.
Quite possible, because the feminine is rising in the women and the men.
Mm-hmm. The body would also be, with Mercury also, would be the physical or the manifestation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would also have to do with what we do with our hands.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
So going to Venus, and this has to do with the mentality, well, we're just cross-referencing everything. But
yeah,
why not?
Really cool.
Why
not?
Me shaman.
And this one, again, is very interesting. And this has to do with Venus. And we do not see Venus as a seductress here, not at all, who shows up. And in my deck, the queens are called priestesses. So we have the priestess of swords here. And who she is in my deck is Boudica.
Ah.
The wonderful Celtic warrior queen.
One of my
so
faves.
She's a real special one. And she was very cunning, too. One of the ways that she won some of the battles with the Roman Empire is they'd go back to sleep, and she'd move the boundary. And she would keep using her wits to win when she needed to rout the Roman Empire out of England. So I like to bring in the mythology of the card, too, in my understanding of the read. And so there may be some real cunning women, or even within the men, some kind of wisdom that they don't typically use as warriors to make the needed changes. But we're definitely looking, both of these cards have a warlike energy about them. Mm-hmm. There are definitely battles going on. And it's not just like, oh, cool, let's kick back and go to the beach. Not at all. Not at all. We're not seeing that on the physical. We're not seeing it on the mental. It's kind of all hands on deck, and let's use what we have to make the changes that are necessary. And we're going to be using the physical and the mental in order to affect this. And it's no-nonsense time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be mean and aggressive and hostile, but good boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that really
rings true.
We're
not going to be pushed further than this.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, I got to tell you, we only got 3 minutes of airtime left. Sorry about that. Didn't see it till it crept up on me. So finish us out here.
Okay, let me just give you the last card real quick. This is the card of Spirit, and it's also the card of Saturn, who is actually making some helpful moves in the world. The kind of simmering down is being helpful. The Six of Swords is the last of the cards that we get here, and that's Tiamat. And she's in a boat, and it's a card of going from the rough to the calm.
Wow.
So things will get better after that, but there's going to be some battles. And Tiamat is from the Middle East. She's a Sumerian goddess. She was a creatrix.
Wow.
And her blood was mixed in the water and stirred, her menstrual blood. And that was where people came from, according to that mythology.
Makes sense to me.
So we're going to have a bursting out and a calming down.
Wow.
Well, that's quite a rock and roll show, but, you know, it makes sense that it would happen like that.
Yeah, sure does.
That's
really cool.
Yeah, nothing here makes me feel terrified. Like, it's really hitting the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and as Krell pointed out in the chat, Mayans and Aztecs, they saw the planet of Venus as connective to violence.
Hmm.
So
and
when,
in this read, it is, too.
Right.
Interesting.
Her retrograde to them was Venus going from female to male, which is strange. That I did not know. I will be up late tonight looking that one up.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Just the mythology of the Maya.
I see.
Venus, when Venus goes retrograde, morphs from the feminine into the masculine, and gets seduced by the goddess of love into tarnishing his purity, and their fathers, the sea monsters. It's just part of the mythology, but it also...
Yeah, very interesting.
We are out of time, ladies. Thank you, Flash, so much.
Sure, thank you.
It's FlashSilvermoon.com. Please go visit her. Wonderful tarot deck. I have a copy. Nick, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to talk with you girls again.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Okay.
Great.
And I want to say good night to our friends in the chat room, especially Krell. And that's it for the consciousness shift this week.
It's 8 o'clock.
There we go, ladies. We done.
I'm shifted.
Good night.
Thank you, Flash. Appreciate you coming by and giving it. I kind of hit you broadside, but I knew you could handle it.
I'm just supposed to be talking about gifts. Oh, okay, cool. I just need to go to another room.
About 2 hours ago, I found this alignment thing, and it just came to me while we were talking about the tarot deck that you can do that in your sleep, man.
It's true.
Clearly. Yeah.
Well, it's right on my page. I put that up on my Facebook page.
There you go.
Cool.
Well, thank you, ladies, for being with me this evening. Shut the show down here. And we'll be back at it next week. Nicole and I will be here with, I'm not sure who we're with next week. But we'll get there.
Okay. Yeah. Thank
you all. I'm always up for a quick thing if I'm around.
Okay, cool. I'll give you mine. Thank you, Flash, and good night.
You're very welcome.
And say good night to all your pals there with you. And Nick, say good night to Merlin. And...
And good night, Elroy.
And good night, Elroy.
Good night, Nick. I hope you're doing good up there.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Night.